We're back here on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, Brandon Peoples and Dee McKee from the Pottawatomie County Commission joining us here today. As we do once a month, we talk with Pottawatomie County, we talk with Riley County, we talk with the City of Manhattan every Tuesday here on In Focus. And I want to talk with you a little bit here. I know that Monday there'll be more discussion on this, but you know, County Administrator Robert Reese recently announced his retirement, and I know he's still on staff here, what, through January, you said?
Yes, he's on administrative leave for personal reasons.
Right.
Health reasons, probably. I'm not free. I don't know what.
Right.
I just accepted it as that's the way it was. He had talked about that for quite a while, and things change, and that was his decision. And we have people that have been working under him that are carrying the load, and we're discussing what to do about getting jobs description out and whether that should be modified in any way. That hasn't come to a conclusion yet, but he has been, I think, a very good administrative asset. Sometimes we disagree about things. That's all right, because everybody's creativity comes out of being able to talk, and that's probably what's helped and made a difference. But he has the respect of most of the economic development people in our county and has created opportunities for our growth that are, as I was saying, about the way they're arranged so that it isn't going to fall back if there's a turn in economy entirely on the county taxpayers. And I've seen that in Dodge City once in 2008 when it went down and you had to let all the lots sit there until we put them in a tax sale. So it's not perfect, but we're doing a lot better than a lot of places. So.
Well, and you know it's interesting because not every county in the state of Kansas has a county administrator. How would you say Pottawatomie County has benefited from having that position and will continue to benefit?
It has, because you're an elected official. And the first day I went in there, I said, you know, I'm used to being a school administrator and taking care of things. I'm going to have to figure out how to make this work because I'm not sure. As a commissioner, you have no vote, no voice until you have a majority, or at least two in some counties, five people, and it takes three. But how that really works is that he's there every day to continue to talk with people about what they need in their plans or what kind of contracts we need on the roads with working with the county engineer or whatever else, and that makes a difference. In Dodge City, I wanted to have an administrator simply for the financial complexity and making certain that we are not screwing up a grant or you know other things that can be there, and not every person who gets hired has experience on that. So his experience base got really broad over the number of years. That really has made us be able to move forward quite well. Other counties, some of them use the county engineer, some use we did in Dodge City use a CPA who came in and worked on the numbers and books. So it's what you're missing that makes a difference. But I think the county, with what I have seen here, demonstrates that there's value in it.
Okay. We've got another caller on the line. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Hi. I just wanted to compliment the people who are doing the road grading out in our section of Blue Township. We live up by the marina, and we've had issues with our roads forever. And I visited with a gentleman by the name of Ken who takes care of our roads, and he has done an excellent job of updating them. I just wanted to give him a big kudos. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll make sure that he gets to know that you said that. He's probably out on the road, and I don't know if he has his radio on or not, but thanks for saying that. We've tried very hard to respond as fast as we can under the priority list. Major roads first and then follow up.
Yeah, and, you know, kind of a good segue here to talk a little bit more about Blue Township here. And, you know, that there's some decisions to be made here by the community members there going forward. And, you know, that's no easy task. They've got a lot of big decisions coming up here.
Well, one of the options is to do nothing, and right. that's on the table. And the other options, having this study with the support of the military to try and shape some of the future of that area, it has a study going on about annexation to Manhattan. There's a group of people that are talking about becoming their own city. There are things we can do in terms of specific taxation improvements, and some of those we've put in place for the future, but they weren't there to fix roads in the older communities. And in some ways, those are not things that the commissioner gets to decide. The petition can come to be a city. They can come and talk to us about annexation. And you balance all of that. There's going to be people not happy no matter what happens, even if nothing happens, which is the position of a lot of people. Just keep doing what you're doing because it seems to be working fine. I think that the last meeting you talked about, people are getting information, and some of them don't care. I mean, it's not of concern, but no control in that. It will be interesting to see what happens in the future. When I read in the paper, like, and this will be a little bit of a correction, but in the paper it talks about all the sewer costs that are being put in by Manhattan. But we just raised the sewer rates and developed a system so that every developer is putting in the right size to go out for 60,000 houses clear out to Lake Elbow and that sewer district in the drainage district. And that is all going to be, even if they put the money up front, the reimbursement's already there. And that's an agreement between the Rural Water District number one in Pottawatomie County and the city. And we managed to collect the money and send it. So it really isn't a loss to anybody in Manhattan to have invested in the sewer. We are putting in $2.2 million on the roads of our money from the county, and that's in our part of the county. So we're trying to take care of it. The clarity of obligation is always sort of an interesting conversation piece over on our side.
Right. Well, and you know, it's interesting. I talked to somebody at that meeting when I was out there that, you know, that area, if it hasn't already, is going to be very soon surpassing Wamego for population, and you know, and the fact that it's not an incorporated or,
and it's not the sewer district is kind of where we're defining what we're talking about, but that sewer may eventually go other places. There's a lot of good people out there. I enjoy talking with them, and I'm not always sure I always get back to them 100% as fast as they can call up about things, but they have a great bunch of professionals, a lot of people who understand the challenges and make some really good suggestions about what might be possible. And so it's entertaining. There aren't many places in the world, as our attorney says, where you have 4,000 people living together and basically already have a police and a fire and an ambulance service and have some of the roads in place and live in a different county.
Yeah.
That annex is another that has these challenges. So it's an education. I always say this kind of lightheartedly. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm getting good at it.
All right. Well, next meeting you have a joint meeting coming up this Thursday here. And will that be at the Sunflower Room?
At the Sunflower Room. And I am going to go to, by invitation of the White House, to a meeting in Washington, D.C. later tonight to talk about their, especially finance of roads and support of programs at the local level that they don't understand how much it costs when they bail out or send us a lot of people that are not safe for our police to take care of. So, no, just we'll go see what we can do.
All right. Well, Dee, thanks for being here, and we'll talk to you again down the road here. That's going to do it here for this edition of In Focus.
All Dave. Right, Brandon. Did you say the White House?
I did. Last time,
wow.
Vice President Pence talked with us, and Kellyanne Conley, the press secretary, and the department heads from transportation, all
well,
the secretaries.
Enjoy so. That. Riley County Schools tomorrow and Thrive will be our topics on In Focus. Coming up next, Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and the game of the Royals tonight.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour. Real news.